Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Battleson. In this episode, we sit down with Wendy Moten. Wendy had just released a terrific new album produced by Vince Gill. She had just played the Grand Ole Opry and was getting ready for a CD release show at 3rd and Lindsley. Lot to talk about with our friend Wendy Moten. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
For a dream, I'm telling goodbye.
Written by a Country Music Hall of Famer named Cindy Walker. Made famous by James Robert Bob Wills and all his Texas Playboys, members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Wendy Moten, it bodes well for you to have covered that song on your brand new album.
Yes.
I got you covered.
Yes, thank you.
Vince Gill produced it, a Country Music Hall of Famer.
That's right.
We got to get you in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Everybody you hang out with is in there.
I'm working on it. Step by step.
We just saw each other over the weekend at the Grand Ole Opry where you performed Faithless Love, which is on this album. Vince sings it here. But Charlie Worsham, a Mississippi friend,
That's right.
joined you and you performed. And it was what, April last year that you made
April
your debut?
April 20th, 2019, I made my debut here at the Opry. It was amazing. I'm still living it. I actually framed my parking space, and I can like look at it in my office.
When you say parking space, explain to what an artist gets on their debut night.
Well, on your debut, they make it such a beautiful event, but then they also, you have your own personal parking space, and they have this huge sign that has your name, the date you made your debut, and it's just amazing. And I teared up. I like jumped out of my car and started taking photos.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't believe it. I've never experienced anything like that before.
There are, for most artists, I think there are those moments where they go, you know what? If I don't get anything but the sign, if something happens and I don't get to play, it's okay. I have my parking spot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would love for you to get right into something live this morning and introduce your band, your orchestra that you've brought along to join you here on your
performance. You know what? I got a Ernest Tubbs song that I love doing, and I just had Mr. Walt Scott, who used to be at the General Jackson for years as the musical director, and I was like, look, what are you doing? Get up, and would you please come here and play with me? He said, absolutely. Thank you so much.
On a holiday, get up.
On a holiday, get up.
Yeah, President's Day today.
That's right.
So when you feel it.
Let's do it. Here we go. Sweetheart has gone and left me lonely. He said that he and I were through. So I started out drinking just to pass time. That's right.
That was live.
That was live, man.
If you're watching on Circle Television, you know it was live this morning. People listening all over the world may not have known. You tuned in the middle of our friend Wendy Moten doing Driving Nails in My Coffin, another Country Music Hall of Fame connection. Ernest Tubb had the big hit on that.
That's right.
And John Prine actually has a great version of Driving Nails. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not, but Floyd Tillman, a Country Music Hall of Famer, did a version of Driving Nails in My Coffin. And girls growing up in Memphis, Tennessee don't know that song by Ernest Tubb or Floyd Tillman or John Prine. How did you come to these songs?
Thanks to Vince Gill.
Oh, yeah?
Vince Gill, when he was working on this project, he chose the songs the day of the session. And on the session, we had Paul Franklin and John Jarvis and Willie Weeks and Richard Bennett. And
You said on the day of the session, he chose these songs.
He chose the songs the day of the session. So a lot of these songs I had never heard before. Like, you know, and so they would listen once, and then the guys would start writing charts. And then I was like, may I please make some notes? They listened twice, and they're like, okay, let's cut it. It's like, okay. So I just was like, I'm not going to be the weakest link today. I'm going to put all my cares and fears aside, and I'm just going to step in and go for it. And Paul Franklin was like, you're owning these songs. So that was like a great endorsement.
So that gave you the confidence
That gave me the confidence to keep moving.
Wow. And that's the way Vince wanted to do it. He did that on purpose, I guess.
Yeah, he said, you know what? I'm glad that you don't know them because then they actually do become your own. You know, you make them your own, and so you have to trust your own natural instincts. And I've been doing this 32 years, so it's, you know, and I think he was right about that because then I really could make them my own.
After all the wrong I've done, you feel that I'm still the one to give you love and tune. So bring it home to you. You told me that you love me if I never change. Welcome me.
That's from the Charlie Matos Producer Records from Home Collection this morning to bring you back to a segment with Wendy Moten on Coffee Country and Cody.
I kid you not, the last time you were in studio with us, I got home and my wife said, do you guys have any guests this morning? I said, yeah, Wendy Moten was in this morning. You'd love her. And she goes, coming out of the rain, Wendy Moten? Oh, my God. I love Wendy Moten.
Wow.
At the Opry over the weekend, and we gave her Sunday off. So you go to church. That's where it all started, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then Monday morning with Bill Cody, Coffee Country and Cody. And then Monday night, 3rd and Lindsley. Tuesday night, 3rd and Lindsley.
Yes.
Now, here's the funny part. After that, on your schedule, if you pull up WendyMoten.com, it goes from 3rd and Lindsley, Nashville, Tennessee, London, Paris, Brussels, Luxembourg.
There you go. Yeah.
That's right. What's wrong with that?
Because Charlie and I aren't going. That's what's wrong with that.
If you need a roadie, I can carry a keyboard for Walt.
You do not have time at all.
You must have some passport over the years.
I've gone through several, a lot of them, with pages added. So I've seen the world multiple times, thanks to Julio Iglesias.
Primarily with him.
I was his duet partner for over 15 years. And we played the Pyramids. That was 2010. That was the most amazing place to play, you know, with the Sphinx right here and the three pyramids right there. So that's my ultimate music, you know, love or the number one.
Well, I don't want it to sound cheesy, but you compare that experience to standing on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Do you get the same sort of feeling?
Oh, my gosh. It really is. You know, the first time when I made my debut, I just didn't even think about the circle because I think I would have gone into sheer panic. Just thinking about all the people who stood there and the people that want to stand there. And then I'm having this amazing opportunity. So when I got home, I really just cried about it.
Well, you know, Loretta says, I don't stand on it. I walk back and forth across it.
Well, now, you know, this past weekend was my fifth time playing the Opry. So, you know, I get a chance to stand around it on different parts of it.
Get a little more comfortable?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, a song you do on this album, I've Got You Covered with Vince Gill, is a song that we're going to feature now. But at the Opry over the weekend, Charlie Worsham.
Hey, I talked to Charlie about it. I said, would you do it for me? Because Vince was busy. He was like, absolutely, I'm there anyway. I'm like, couldn't have been better.
And Vince loves Charlie Worsham. Yes. He just adores him.
I know, I do too.
So,
and the Opry does too.
The background on this song, I first heard it as a J.D. Souther song on a Black Rose album. Then we started talking about different people who've cut these songs, which is obvious by the name. I've Got You Covered. These are cover tunes. But Linda Ronstadt, you mentioned
it. Yeah, that's how I heard it. Heard it, a Linda Ronstadt version. And we actually recorded the whole song. And then a couple of days later, and then Vince was like, oh, by the way, I made this a duet. So he made it, changed it to a duet, which I'm thankful for. I mean, you know.
And Vince would certainly know the Glenn Campbell version, which was a hit record for Glenn.
Wow.
This is now the duet with Wendy Moten and Vince Gill on Coffee Country and Cody, 650 AM WSM all over the world. Circle Television, Circle All Access. Country plays here.
Faithless love, like a river flows. Raindrops fall.
That's Wendy Moten. I've Got You Covered in Faithless Love. Vince Gill made it a duet, and John Jarvis played that beautiful piano on the session as well as at the Opry over the weekend.
He did.
And he's your musical director?
He's going to be my musical director because on tomorrow night at 3rd and Lindsley, Tuesday night, I'm going to play this record live. And I got Paul Franklin that's going to play, and John Jarvis, and my guy David Santos, who's toured with Billy Joel, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This will be the first time that we've really played together, you know, in a live setting, other than last year it being interviewed by you. But so it's my all-star band.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play the record live tomorrow night. So, you know, people can come out to Third and Lindsay.
You've traveled the world with Julio Iglesias. We talked about that. And you will be again later in the spring. Tim and Faith.
I've been primarily Faith, though, right?
Well,
primarily Faith, but lately it's just been like their big arena tours.
Okay.
But I've been touring with them from like 2005 to 2018.
So who was your first gig out where you were doing background vocals?
Oh, I would have to say it was, when my solo career started to, become non-existent. I had to find a way to eat.
that's one adjective one
could
use.
I like the way you phrase that.
Yeah.
You
know, I love the honesty in that.
You know, then Julio Iglesias found me. And I figured, okay, well, you know, I'll...
And where were you when he found you?
Before I was a solo artist, I was gigging around hotels that would book bands, and it was a Marriott hotels, and you would just stay there for 3 weeks, and then you go to a new city, and you would play for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And somebody in his production team saw me, and they were like, hey, Julio Iglesias, whenever he's looking for girls, we'll call you. They called 7 years later. And they called. And it worked out because my contract at the record label was ending and I had needed something to do. Julio found me. I figured I would stay a year. But he changed my life. He's my mentor. He taught me how to connect. And
15 years later, you're still there.
15 years later, you know, and he's like, you know, one of the greatest living artists in the world. And now I work with Vince Gill and all these other iconic people.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.